Good morning, everyone. I am hyped to be ending off the last day of this month with a Motivational Monday episode. By the way, this is your absolute favorite host, Aaliyah Osmond. You have tuned in to the best of the best podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I want to get into the concept of what it means to callous your mind. All right, because I think this is the hardest thing that many of us in this generation struggle with, even myself sometimes. But now, let's first break down what a callous is. All right. I looked up the definition. It is a thickened and hardened part of the skin or soft tissue, especially in an area that has been subjected to friction. Physically, when we think of a callus, we think of the calluses on our hands, right? From sometimes can be working in the field, or if you're using your hands a lot or lifting weights during training, etc. The purpose of callusing your mind is about doing things you don't like. All right, when we talk about friction, it's about your feelings of not wanting to do something that will make you better in the long run. For example, you don't want to study, you study. You don't want to get up and go on a run, you get up and you go on that run. It's about overpowering that feeling every day. That is how you callous your mind. I wake up at 4 a.m. and I hear the alarm and I get my mind right. The bed feels warm, right? I'm right where I want to be. But I know I got to get up and work on my poetry book. I know I got to get up and work on my podcast outline. I know I got to get up and send those emails and work on my business. I know I have to get up and study, do an assignment, whatever that may be. So I'm in bed and I say to myself, all right, I'm going to count to three. And on three, I'm going to start moving out of my bed slowly and make my bed, brush my teeth, wash my face, pray, and get on my computer. This happens almost every day, guys. Successful people don't have a breeze walk. You know what I mean? Successful people don't have it easy, and successful people don't operate in their daily goals and daily habits by how they feel. They move every day knowing if I do this right now, my future self will thank me for it. My future goals will come into fruition because I'm putting in the work right now. All right. Albert Einstein said the best way to predict the future is to create it. Meaning you have a higher chance at achieving what you want in life by taking the necessary steps to achieve it in the present moment. The power is in the present moment, guys. Because at any point in time, you can make a decision. A decision that I'm not going to waste my time anymore. I want more for myself. I want more from my life. You can make that decision right now at any point in time about your daily habits, your goals, your education, your relationships, your job, anything. And when that decision comes, you know, and with that decision comes new habits and a new lifestyle. If you want a different result, you have to take different actions in your day-to-day life. It's like conditioning for a sport in preseason. You got to push beyond what you're comfortable with. If you think you will be successful by being comfortable in your life, think again. There are people out there who talk about wanting to be successful. Then there are people who are doing it. I don't post on social media every day to prove to you guys that I want to be successful. I don't have anything to prove to anyone, right? But myself. I just do it. I plan for it weekly. I set the goals and I do what it takes to achieve it on a day-to-day routine. No one is going to help you or save you. It's you against you. I know that's hard to grasp, but you are the solution. The reason why it's important to be structured and condition your mind is because you get paid differently when you work hard. You get paid differently when you do more than what's expected of you. Don't do the bare minimum. Your success doesn't stop at your degree. That's just a stepping stone, right? Now it's time to build something for yourself and for your life, or even start building your foundation while in college or while working full-time. Right? Mark Zuckerberg was an entrepreneur when he was in college. He was creating something founded by himself. Everyone's path will look different. It doesn't matter what route you're taking to be successful, as long as you work hard and condition yourself on a day-to-day, programming your mind to do the things every day that will get you further, even if it may not feel like what you want to do. But I promise you, you are paying your dues every day. And once you do what you need to do first, then reward yourself with self-care and proper recovery, because that is necessary for the process for you to come back again stronger. If you are not rich in your full potential every day, then you are living your life broke right now. Money is a tool. Your mind is the most powerful component to this life. So callus it, feed it, water it, and keep expanding. And I promise you, that will be what you need to be successful. Right? But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.